This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Hold the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. It's a bye week, guys. And you're getting a second show. Something's weird. Something's not right. Joining me as always, Coach Dan. What's going on, man?
We missed so many shows before when I was over in Europe and other things have been going on that we felt bad, so we wanted to have another one.
Coach Dan and I are not alone for this second show of the bye week. We actually have a special guest joining us later in the show to talk Caps Rangers. We have Brian O'Halloran from Clerks and Clerks 2 fame. He's a diehard Rangers fan, and he's going to talk to us about the history of the Caps and the Rangers. So that's going to be pretty cool. I'm excited to talk to him later.
Yeah, it's very cool. We've had some cool people before. We had Ming Chen in the past. We've talked to John Walden. I know you've met a couple of guys to do some stuff for us, but this is pretty cool, and this is a pretty big one.
Absolutely. So before we get to that interview, there's some big Caps news going on. Major trade.
Oh, man. It was insane what happened today. McClellan not messing around. He's going out, making his team better. He went out and acquired defensive depth.
Yeah.
Brought in. Yeah, it's great. It was one of those ones where I saw it come up and I went, what?
Brent Burns is now a Cap. Thank God.
Yeah, no. The Cap. Oh, man. That salary cap would be a freaking nightmare at that point, let me tell you. Yeah, Caps went out and acquired from the Los Angeles Kings. They went out and acquired Tom Gilbert, who's been playing in the minors. This is a depth move for this team. I'm not seeing if it looks like he will report to the Hershey Bears. So he's going to go lay down in Hershey. This is a good depth move. It's not going to cost the Caps really anything. I think it's something like if the Caps make it to the second round and he plays in 50% of the games, though I didn't know if it was from Mike Vogel was talking about it on Twitter, but if it's like from here on out or just in the playoffs, then the Capitals have to send the Kings a fifth round pick. But if that doesn't happen, then they owe them nothing. So it kind of seems like the Kings are just like, go away. So I definitely think it was a solid depth move. It doesn't even mean that this guy's going to be playing for the team at any point, even if they get into the playoffs and need to tap into that depth. But either way, it's always good to have a couple of guys that can help out. And Hershey could use some help. I mean, they're doing okay, but they're still what? Last time we talked 2 days ago, they were in fifth, and they don't have any games for the week, so that hasn't changed. So they're still in fifth place in the East, Atlantic, whatever division they're in, and so that it certainly can't hurt. Actually, I'd be curious. I haven't looked it up yet. I wonder if he's going to be a free agent. I'm going to look this up right now.
I mean, good for, I guess, a good trade. I mean, for some depth and the weird.
It's not a bad move.
The weird math and everything. All right, that's cool. Yeah. Whatever. I mean, that's great.
I think the Kings are taking on like 20% of his salary, or the Caps only taking on 20% some percentage of his salary. I'm trying to find out if he is. He's an unrestricted free agent after the season, so it doesn't matter.
It's, you know, if that's the biggest move that the Caps make this before the trade deadline, I'm fine with it.
I wouldn't be surprised if they don't make any moves. I mean, maybe they'll make another depth move, but I don't think they have the cap space right now.
Yeah, they got nothing. They got nothing.
Oh, they only have $3.8 million. According to Cap Friendly, they have $3.8 million. It's not the worst. Yeah. You can go out and fire somebody. It's too bad it's not like a phone plan where you could, like, if you don't spend it, it carries over to the next year, because they could definitely use that next year.
That's true. That's true. They could really use that unlimited data plan that everybody's been talking
about.
There
you go.
But all right, so that's
unlimited cap plan.
Besides, Marcus Johansson dancing in the Caribbean,
that was so dumb.
Nothing
what
else.
What the hell was he doing?
I don't know. That was. He was learning. Obviously, he's got a ways to go.
If he's learning, he's getting an F. Like his grade for that. Fail.
But I think that's pretty much
0 points.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If it was at midnight, he would be in last place. So, poor guy.
Kick him off the show, Hardwick.
All right, so I think that's it for Caps World. Let's get our interview with Brian O'Halloran. Before we talk to Brian, here's a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the Puck? What the Puck? He's a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, everybody. So just so you guys are aware, there is a little bit, teeny tiny little bit of strong language in this interview with Brian. Not a big deal, but if you do have kids and you don't want them to hear it, just forewarning, it's in there. We didn't bleep it. We didn't take anything out. So you have been warned, spoiler alert, and you have 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, you're still listening. It's on you now. All right, thanks. All right, everybody, welcome back to What the Puck. Thank you so much for listening to our show this week. Joining Dan and myself now is the star of the cult classic Clerks and Clerks 2. Plus, he's a diehard Rangers fan, so he's going to help us get ready for Caps and Rangers. Everyone, please welcome Brian O'Halloran to the show. Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, this is a special thing. We had Ming last year for the Devils. We have you to help us out with the Rangers. Dan, why don't you start off, and we'll have all kinds of great questions for him.
Wow, you had Ming. That must have been such a short conversation.
You know,
talking about the Devils, especially last year, and you know what? Even this year, an even shorter conversation.
He asked us to have the Caps beat your Rangers. That was his big plea.
Oh, of course. Well, that's the only thing that he could have gotten joy out of last year's season, and this year's season, for that matter.
Yeah, poor Devils.
It definitely does seem like the Devils have been struggling a bit lately. But I'm curious, how did you end up becoming a Rangers fan?
Okay, so I was born in Manhattan, New York. My family lived in New York City since 1965 to 1979. So for 10 years of my life, I lived in New York City. My family's all emigrated from Ireland, so the sport that my father was addicted to in Ireland is a sort of field hockey game called hurling, which is pretty much like hockey on a big soccer field, but with like soccer field nets, where if you get a shot in the goal, it's worth 3 points. If you shoot the ball, it's like a hard, lightweight baseball over the goal, but in between the pipes, almost like a field goal in football, it's considered 1 point. So that was the thing that he loved in Ireland. And he tried to find a sport here in America that was as fast-paced and as gritty and as rough as that. And hockey was it. And at the time, the only teams that were in the metropolitan area was the Rangers and the Islanders. Now, especially during the Islanders, you know, massive 80s, you know, that's when the word dynasty actually came about for a team. It really was the Islanders first, before the Bulls then became the dynasty and so on and so forth. You know, you had the football had the Pittsburgh, you know, Steelers as being a dynasty back in the 70s as well. So that was the thing we did. So we used to actually watch games. If games weren't on WOR, Channel 9 TV, as free games for the public to watch, you then had to go to bars or stuff to watch what was called closed circuit television see games. You would pay a fee at the bar at the door to come in and watch games. They also did that with fights. You know, a lot of the Ali Frazier fights were that way, things like that, before they then renamed it all as pay-per-view.
That was big with wrestling, so, I believe. Like, it's how WrestleMania got started.
Exactly. And so my father and I used to, you know, as a young man, we would go to pubs after I was done with my homework, and we would watch Ranger games. But we would come out to Jersey for that. We didn't do it in New York. We would come back. He worked in Jersey, so we would come back out to Jersey. And then eventually this thing called cable came around, where people had it in their houses. And we had friends of the family who lived in Jersey that had cable, and we started watching Ranger games that way.
Did you play hockey when you were a kid?
Street hockey. I played street hockey. I was a goalie.
Okay. All right.
I was never fleet of foot. I was a husky kid as a kid. So, me being a goalie was more apropos. I still have my street hockey gear at my mom's basement, which she forever annoys me about. When am I getting rid of these things?
So if we invited you to Baltimore, D.C., you would be ready for a game no matter what.
Oh, I don't know about ready for a game. I'd be up to seeing a game, or up to definitely maybe taking a couple of pucks shot at me, but that's about it.
Okay.
I'm not doing any like kind of Lundqvist kind of acrobatics making saves. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you brought him up because Brandon and I were talking about this before the show that it seems like Lundqvist hasn't quite been the same goalie this season. His stats are definitely down. And I'm curious, what do you equate that to? Is it the defense struggling? Is it just him getting older? Is it coaching?
I think it's a combination of many different things. A, the game in general is getting faster year after year. More teams are getting more faster as part of a, you know, pass, shoot, and bringing the defenses in more often. So now that we have Girardi and Staal, let's call it what it is. They are getting older. And so they're not as fast to defend as they used to be. They're not as gritty in the corners and doing the board work like they used to be. Now, that's not a slight on them as much as that's what age does to a player in this game. It's not a game that after one game you're like, I feel great. You know, you take your bumps and bruises, especially the years that Tortorella coached. Tortorella was a big fan of throw the body in front of the puck no matter who you are, block shots, and that takes a toll. You know, just the other night, Girardi cut his foot open, split it open to the point where he needed stitches, didn't realize it, still played the game. It wasn't until he took off his skates in the locker room, started walking around the locker room, and people were like, who is the bloody foot that's footprints that are all over? And he was just like, oh, I guess it's me. So with that being said, I think it's a combination. Yes, Lundqvist is getting older. Yes, the game is getting faster. And the defense is a bit of a Achilles heel, no pun intended, of our team at the moment.
All right, so, you know, let's stick with Lundqvist a little bit right now. You know, the Caps have a great goaltender in Braden Holtby. Holtby and Lundqvist have had some absolute classics. And Lundqvist recently went down in the record books. He got his 400th win earlier this month. Do you think that Henrik
Lundqvist... By the way, the second fastest goalie to get to that mark.
That's right. That's very true. So let me ask you, is Lundqvist the greatest New York Ranger of all time?
You know, I could say that. Yes, without winning a cup, I would say so. You know, my biggest, when I was a kid, it was Eddie Jockman. Mm-hmm. Was my favorite player at the time because I liked being a goalie, and so I always looked for goalies. But as far as effort, as far as discipline, as far as his regime to getting ready for a game, I think there is no one better. Yes, are there more accomplished players in the Rangers organization from over the years? Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. But as far as, I don't know, drive, determination, and getting the job done, and he's continues to play. And just the past couple of games, we've won six in a row, and he's shown it. Although the last game it was our Ranta who played phenomenal as well, which I'm glad to see him as a great backup. You know, once we lost Cam Talbot, it was great to see that Ranta came in and could fill those shoes quite readily. And, you know, I think we're going into this playoff season now, the second, you know, quarter of the regular season and into the playoff season, doing quite well. There are people who are back on. You know, we got Zibanejad back, and we have quite a few other players healthier. What I see in our farm system is very, very promising, especially in the goaltending position as well. We have this kid, another kid from, I think, Russia, who is actually phenomenal from what I've heard. I haven't seen him play in any of the games yet, but I'm very confident, not only for this season for the Rangers, but for future seasons.
So if you had to pick one, Richter or Lundqvist?
Lundqvist. I mean, yes, Richter won a cup. Absolutely. That guy did acrobatics with smaller pads, might I add, and did a great job at it, too. And so seeing the games that Richter had put out, the game was slightly slower back then. Pads were smaller. You know, there's a lot of different factors. But as far as skill, I got to give it to Lundqvist on this one. I respect Richter big time. You know, when he won the cup, I cried, you know, as all Ranger fans did, because, you know, my father had passed away never seeing the Rangers win the cup. So when they won the cup, I was just thinking of my father the entire time because he introduced me to the game.
Favorite player of all time?
Of any team?
Let's start with the Rangers.
Well, I mean, with the Rangers, that's tough, man, because I always enjoyed, you know, I remember the 70s teams, and I remember Phil Esposito. You know, he wasn't that skilled of a player, but he knew he had situational awareness. He knew where things had to be at the time. The fact that we were able to acquire Messier and see him win the cup for us with the guarantee and, you know, that's, you know, that's Babe Ruth pointing out to that, to the side of the field that he's going to hit the home run. That type of stuff is just like, wow, you know, you can't help but, you know, that's why he's forever known as the captain. You know, whenever you talk about who's the captain on the Rangers, you always say Messier or the Messiah. You know, then you have people like Gretzky. We were able to have Gretzky. No, he didn't. He wasn't on the team when we won the Cup. But watching him play, once again, I got to see some of those games in person. It was just, like, stunning. You know, that guy's skill level was incredible. And seeing, you know, there's a lot of upcoming rookies and now, you know, sophomore players in this game now that are very skilled, like the Messiers and the Gretzkys. You know, you get a Gretzky, Coffey, Messier together, and those dynasties of the Edmonton Oilers, that line was unstoppable. I'm completely unstoppable at times, where you just went, well, fuck it. This ain't going to – I can't play this. Same thing with the Jagr times and, you know, when he played along with what's his name? The owner of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Lemieux.
That was another line, you know. So it's tough to say. There are so many great players. I can't give you one, man. I just can't. I can always remember lines of players. I can always remember teammates of players. No one can ever doubt, you know, the record books are owned by Gretzky. It's tough. And plus, he was a gentleman. There was never any scandals with him, ever, about nothing. Like, he was quite boring, actually. The only time scandal ever, anytime scandal ever hit the name Gretzky was because his daughter posed in some sort of way that men were like, oh my God, what is that?
And that's why we all follow her so on true. Instagram.
Right, exactly. It has nothing to do with hockey. In fact, the name of his name is Gretzky.
That's true.
All right, so let me ask you, I mean, you're saying your favorite player, but let me try to narrow it down for you here. The Caps Rangers, they've had a long rivalry. Do you have a favorite moment in Caps Rangers rivalry? Something happened between the two?
Well, you know, come on, shutting down Ovi when he's like, oh, it's going to be like that old, it's going to be like that old series, it's going to be like that old series, saying that to Lundqvist, and then we defeat them was just like, come on, that going to that game seven when he started off with that phrase. I mean, we in the New York media, you know, up here played it as like, oh, really? Go suck on it there, Ovi. Now, look, Ovechkin, I respect him as him as a player. His skill is undeniable. His strength is, I don't know, weirdly, like, the size of his body and the strength that he exudes when he plays. I don't know how he does it. It's that crazy Russian training, I guess. And so it's just, if he was on our team, New York would embrace him and love him, of course. And I always find it, especially now in today's political climate, that the greatest, you know, thing about the Capitals, the Washington, D.C. Capitals team, is a Russian player. That kind of funny, actually.
It hasn't gone unnoticed around here.
Right, exactly. So it'll be easy. You know what I mean? There's so many different moments of that. That's the one that sticks out that I can think of right off the top of my head. Was shutting him down was like, it's going to be like that all series. It's going to be like that all series.
And gotcha. I got to tell you, I love my favorite story with Caps Rangers was, I think it was 2011, and it was when you guys had John Tortorella, and a fan kind of got involved, and I think he threw a beer, and Tortorella picked up a hockey stick, went through the glass, and started poking at the fan.
I remember that.
I was there for that game, so seeing that live was kind of crazy. And Tortorella, he's kind of had a reputation of kind of being that loose cannon type of guy.
Well, look, I mean, it's just been this past week that they called a team meeting about his attitude, and he needs to be more positive. Stop yelling at us. That's what when I heard that, I was like, really? You're crying about how he's yelling at you? Wow. Okay. But anyway, you know, that's Torts. You know what I mean? When we went from Jesus, I'm losing it now. I forget who the coach before Tortorella was. When he was a very soft-spoken coach, when he was replaced by Tortorella, like, the New York fans wanted a, God damn it, let's get things done type of guy. And he was that. But I felt he took it to an extreme. But that's his method, and that's how he gets players to do what he does. I mean, look what he's done with Columbus. Mm-hmm. Within two seasons, he turned them around to a joke of a team to now a really great hustling type of team. He's gotten the veterans on board with his system, even though in the beginning they weren't, and he's got the rookies and the middle guys about it as well. So as long as they all stay healthy, and that's the kind of theme that you always hear at this last third of the season, is as long as everybody stays healthy,
right?
You know, you just get to the second season, and once you get to the second season, all bets are off. It's a whole new game then.
Yeah, anything can happen at that point. To go back to the Caps Rangers, the rivalry I felt like really started came back in the late 2000s with the playoff series between the two teams, and then things seem to have died down a bit. Do Rangers and their fans, do they really look at the Capitals as a rivalry or just as a divisional opponent?
I think the more of a divisional opponent. The rivalry is not actually even with the team. It's just with Ovechkin, to be honest with you. I mean, they just love riding Ovechkin. I mean, whenever I'm at the Garden and I see the, and I get to that game, it's always, you just hear just the most hilarious things that are screamed out. So our rivalry for the last couple of years has more been, Pittsburgh, Devils Rangers is always just, they don't care if we're both in last place as long as we beat the Devils. Just the same with them. As long as they beat the Rangers, they don't care if they're in last place either. The Islanders, who were just tanking about 10 games ago, got rid of their coach. Now they have the new coach, Doug Wade, in there, and now seeing them playing and doing really well, that's a scary kind of feeling because they're playing a nice, fast game. Now, it's unfortunate that they have the absolute one of the worst fucking arenas to see a game in. You know, it's a brand new arena, but they built a brand new arena never thinking in mind that this maybe could hold a hockey game, and then you get in there and it's some of the worst sight lines ever, like seats that don't even face the ice. It was made for concerts and basketball, and that was it, and that's why they're looking to leave, and they're probably going to use their option to leave at some point by not this season, but the end of next season.
I mean, Hartford's looking to talk to them.
Yeah, you know what? I would love to see the Whale come back, but they're never gonna. They're gonna try to get back to the Islands. Now some are saying, just outside of Queens is Citi Field, where the Mets play. They have a very huge parking lot, and then land right adjacent to them that they may want to build a arena there and make it a huge complex. So not only is it Citi Field, the baseball, and then right across the train is the tennis center, and then so it'd be a tennis center, baseball field, and then an arena that could house anything, concerts or whatever. But we'll see. You never know.
All right. So,
the real rivalry, the real like blood and guts rivalry, is definitely the Devils. Mm-hmm. I would say competitively, it's definitely the Penguins that we've had more lately than Caps.
Yeah.
And then I would say Islanders, Caps, and go from there.
So the Caps Rangers, they met earlier this year and the Rangers won, unfortunately for the Caps. And then they've had this really long break, and now they'll be facing each other twice in Madison Square Garden in the span of 10 days. So what is the biggest difference between the Rangers the Caps saw in October and the Rangers they're going to see coming up?
I think when you saw us first, the rookies were still rookies, and now the rookies have got some game. The rookies have – Vesey has really stepped up his game. Klein, as a defenseman, was – we thought, he was kind of going to be trade bait between the seasons, but he wasn't traded. He's stepped up his game. He's, I believe, scored 3 goals in the last 4 games. I think that's what stepping up now is. All the juniors and all the freshmen are starting to figure out this system and stay tough with it. Zibanejad is back. He's back from the broken leg, so he's looking to get the rust is now off, and that game is being more. It's just being more solid. He's connecting with his passes. Shots are being taken. So you're gonna see. If it's gonna be a faster game. Now look, I'm aware of what the Capitals game is. And I know that they're very heavy hitting. They're just like the Flyers in the sense that they like to hit first, shoot later. So they're going to be aware of that. That's the one thing that the Rangers don't have is they don't have big goon players anymore. That's not that kind of game anymore. The game isn't gone that direction. But their players are not big physically to begin with. You have players like a Kreider. You have a player like, Klein, who's also big. You have obviously our biggest player is Hayes. And so seeing those guys working together is going to be key to this. You guys are on a tear, as always, but it always comes down to the second season, and it's a matter of if it continues to click. I mean, getting Oshie was a great get. So you guys are definitely well – your lines are well – are solid. You have solid line sets. Holpe, obviously, you can't help and deny his skill set. He's a great goalie. When he has a good game, he's got it on. But when he has a bad game, you can sometimes see the wheels come off.
So it's still early, even though it is February. But it's looking like it's possible to see another Caps-Rangers series in the first round, or even the second round. Should they meet, who do you think has the advantage?
I don't think anyone does. They're always equally matched and very... All right, you're going to match up goalies? Equally matched, I believe, for the most part. You're going to match up your number one lines? I think the Caps have a better number one line. But then the depth is where I think the Rangers catch up. They have four lines that are all real solid. I think that's where you have someone like a Michael Grabner now who is just exploding for the Rangers now. I mean, sometimes when we get a penalty, I actually don't mind us getting a penalty and having that penalty kill because we are now still tied for the most shorthanded goals. I think we have eight or so, or even more. So it's those type of things where our special teams are really great. Our penalty kill is right up there. I think we're number two or number three. So seeing all this coming out, it's a great matchup when you have such great shooters on the Caps that you do. With a very fast game, extremely well coached and disciplined. It's a good matchup. So, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, when you get in there and the Rangers are a great away team, you know, so if you guys have home ice advantage, it really doesn't give us, doesn't shake us in our boots because we've been really good on the road. If we have home ice advantage, sometimes I think we get a little bit more lazy at home for some reason. And for some reason, as every team, not just the Caps, every team loves playing Madison Square Garden. End of story. You never hear any other team or even the Rangers say, this is awesome playing in San Jose. It's the best here at the Shark Tank. No one ever says anything like that. Everybody loves coming to the center of the universe, which is the New York City area, and playing under the garden. It's the way to do it. So it doesn't matter about home ice on this one. So
that's like a bucket list thing for me. I need to see a hockey game at Madison Square Garden. I've seen wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen the Westminster Dog Show, but I have never seen hockey at MSG.
You got to do it, man. It's a great, you know, and ever since the remodel got finished 2 years ago, they did 3 years of remodeling. The place is immaculate. You don't even have to go out and try to find a restaurant. The food there is phenomenal. You're paying a premium, but you're paying a premium anywhere you go. And I'm fortunate. I share season tickets with another guy, and so I get quite a few games in, and I enjoy it as much as I can.
All right, very cool. So before I let you go, I would be a terrible podcaster and a terrible view-askew fan if I didn't ask you about a couple things about Clerks. So I need to know, when you were filming the original Clerks, there's a big hockey scene in the movie. You're wearing a Pittsburgh Penguins jersey.
That is correct.
Was that your call? Was that Kevin Smith's? And as a Rangers fan, as a Caps fan, I got to wonder, what the hell happened there?
Right. So what happened was this. I was living with a bunch of friends off campus of Rutgers University. I did not have my Rangers jersey with me at the time. It was at my mother's because that's where I did my laundry at the time. And I couldn't find it in the laundry. And I had to get down to the store down in Leonardo, which was 45 minutes to an hour from where I had currently lived with my friends. So not trying to be late to get to the shoot, I just was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go down there. And so Kevin had given me a choice. Oh, where's your Ranger jersey? I said, I can't find it. So he said, hey, well, then here's your choice. And I said, what, you know, can I wear the USSR jersey? He goes, no, that's specifically for Randall. He's got to wear that. I go, I have your choice of the Devils or Pittsburgh. And I was like, oh, fuck the Devils. And at the time, Lemieux was tearing up the league and in 93. And so I was like, I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh jersey. And that's what happened to it.
So it was the lesser of two evils, pretty much.
It was the respect. It was more of the respect of the team. I had no respect for Devils, and I had a lot of respect for the Pittsburgh Penguins. I mean, I respect the Pittsburgh Penguins even today. I mean, they have a really another team that's a solidly coached team. Some really strong line. They're aging as well. I'm not a big fan of Sidney Crosby. In a sense of, I think he's a bit of a whiner. I can't deny his skill set. He's a great skill set. I mean, he definitely knows. He's got a great situational awareness about him that he knows where to throw the puck to who's open at all times. And I think that's something that can't be taught. That's something that has to be innate. But I do like seeing them lose, and I do like seeing especially him lose. So
that's one thing that we definitely have in common.
And I have tons of friends who live in Pittsburgh, and I've been to Pittsburgh numerous times, and you know, and I'm a big fan of the Steelers, even, you know. So, but for some reason, that Sydney just irks me from time to time.
We all have that feeling, so it's mutual for Sidney Crosby here. So,
right.
All right. So the hockey scene. If you haven't seen Clerks, first off, what's the matter with you? How have you not seen this movie? But there's a big scene where you close down the Quick Stop and you have a hockey game on the roof of the store. So just tell me a little bit about what it was like to film that scene. I mean, were there a couple guys that, you know, were afraid of heights? Were people used to playing hockey at, you know, such a high altitude on top of the store?
First off, it wasn't. You know, it's just barely one story up.
Yeah.
Secondly, they were friends of Kevin's, who they had a regular roller hockey team, so they would play a lot. The trick of photography in that scene is there are so many refrigeration units and piping that was on the roof that supplied all the refrigeration units in the convenience store below that there was not really any big open spaces to have an actual game. At best, it would have been like a half court game where there's only one goal, and you'd have to have, you know, it would be one person who's a designated goalie and two guys against two guys or three on three with one goalie. That's about as much room there was on that roof. So kudos to Dave Klein, our DP, and Kevin for framing things the way he did for that. And it's funny because literally just a block away from the actual store is a fabulous outdoor skating rink for roller hockey that town has. And so I was always – it was funny that we wrote it to where we couldn't go play hockey because we were stuck at the stores. But it's always fun. We got to reenact it then again when the movie came out and we were doing a music video for the soundtrack. We had Soul Asylum do a song called Can't Even Tell. So we reenact the hockey scene with Soul Asylum on the roof. In the music video, if you want to go look that up on YouTube, I am wearing my New York Rangers jersey.
There we go. Perfect.
So I got to know, with all the time that you spent with Kevin Smith and the Secret Stash crew, have there been any big hockey arguments?
It's not arguments. It's just smack talk. So as you know, and if you watch Comic Book Men, there's Walt Flanagan from the original Clerks as well. He played like five different characters. He was the egg guy. He was the guy who was highly insulted by our cruel talk at the counter. Walt Flanagan from Comic Book Men, he's actually the guy who actually runs in real life Kevin's comic book store in Red Bank, New Jersey, called Jay and Silent Bob Secret Stash. He is a hard, hardcore Devils fan. Like, in the comic book store, he's pretty much got Kevin involved in the Devils. Because there is an actual photo. I don't know if you go back on Kevin's Instagram and Twitter feed at some point, like last year or maybe even the year before, he shows his driver's license, one of his first driver's license, and he's wearing a New York Rangers jersey in it. So, just so you know, he was not always a Devil fan either.
Okay.
But Walt Flanagan is a hardcore Devils fan, and I always kind of needle him. I don't go too hard on him when their seasons aren't the greatest, just because, you know, it's sad already. And I always joke, like, oh, you win the cup, now you get to have a parade in the parking lot. Awesome. You realize when the Rangers have a parade, we have it down Manhattan called a Canyon of Heroes, sir, where World War II was celebrated, where things of great, you know, when the men came back from the moon, they came down the Canyon of Heroes. You guys have a circle around the parking lot in Newark. Woohoo! That's what you're playing for. So that's what I always goof on them. About the Devils, just because that. So me and Ming, especially, I'll slam against Ming from time to time. But for the most part, I can't go too hard on him.
All right. So before we get out of here, I know you're on social media. You're on Twitter and Instagram. Where can people follow you at?
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. They're both the same address. Brian C., as in Christopher. Brian C. O'Halloran, all together. O-H-A-L-L-O-R-A-N. Brian C. O'Halloran on Twitter and Instagram. There is a Facebook fan page that you can go on. You'll see it. That's a photo of me that actually says in the Avatar official Facebook page. That's the best way to do it. You'll find out where I'll be. I usually do conventions, or if I'm doing some stand-up as well, you can find me on those sites. The information is there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. So, everybody, this has been Brian O'Halloran, and he's the star of Clerks, Clerks 2, Rangers fan. Can I get a maybe before we get out of here, for this weekend's game, can I get a score guess for you, for Captain?
I'm gonna say the score is going to be 3-5.
3-5. Okay. Okay.
It's not gonna be pretty for the goalies.
All right. So that's what you have to look forward to this this weekend. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Dan.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show. How cool was that? Thank you so much, Brian O'Halloran, for coming talking Caps Rangers with us. That was unbelievable. Clerks, one of my all-time favorite movies. It was an amazing chance to talk to him, and he's obviously a diehard hockey fan.
Knows his stuff, like, not a joke. It wasn't one of these situations where someone comes on and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely a follower. Like, that dude knows his stuff. Absolutely. Like, no joke.
Yeah, always welcome
that
to come back.
That was awesome.
And if him and Ming Chen want to use our show to discuss...
Oh, my God, if we had them both on, that would be amazing.
That would be a lot of fun. But
That would be an R-rated show.
That absolutely would be. All right, guys, so that's pretty much it for What the Puck this week. If you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTPCoachDan. You can also find, it's been a while, but it's some of my old stuff, maybe one day some new stuff, over at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals and their bobbleheads, of which, Brandon, what kind of bobblehead? Let me rephrase the question. If you could pick any Capitals player to have a bobblehead, who would it be?
Mitch Korn.
Oh, that would be a good one. And what would it look like?
His body needs to be a corn on the cob.
All right, see, no, you know what? It was a good one. You ruined it.
And his head you is a piece it. Of popcorn.
No, man, I'm still telling you, you need to have Jay Beagle with a little beagle next to him.
I'm fine with that, but the next bobblehead I buy, I'm not going to buy one until you do a story for Capitals Outsider.
Shut up. But Brandon, you know if they made those bobbleheads, you know where you'd find out about them? That's CapitalsOutsider.com. But Brandon, why don't you go ahead and tell us about Brando Cash Entertainment?
That's right. Go to BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about Brando Cash Entertainment. Go over to Facebook.com/WTP Podcast, 2 P's in that title. Like us over there. Go over to Twitter. Follow us at WhatThePuckPod. Whenever a new show comes out, you will be the first to know. We are always putting cool stuff out there, cool links, stories we thought you guys would enjoy. So make sure you check it out. That is Facebook.com/WTP Podcast. Now, we do the show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Bumble. And how about this new...
What the hell is Bumble?
It's like Tinder. But you can swipe left, and then the girl has to answer you. You're not allowed to contact her until she contacts you first. True story.
This is how people get on SVU.
And you can also check out the new app, Hater, where it actually is a dating web dating app where it connects you with people that hate the same things you do.
Isn't that called a bar?
Yeah, but we don't talk to each other anymore. Come on. It's the digital age.
My bad. You're right.
Yeah. But let them know I'm a Caps fan. I've seen Clerks. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Let's promote this weekend of what we got going on. So on February 18th, the Capitals are in Detroit. They return and to play, and that game is at 2:00, NHL Network and Comcast Sportsnet locally. And then Brian is going to be watching this game. You know he is. Rangers against the Caps in MSG, and that is going to be on NBC at 12:30 in the afternoon.
Wonder if he's going to like tweet to talk smack.
Oh, he can. He can tweet us. That's fine. All right, guys, that's it for the show. Again, thank you to Brian O'Halloran for calling in, talking to us. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Brian C. O'Halloran. Make sure you give him a follow, just like you followed us, because I know you've done it for us already. All right, everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.